Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Secret Service did not place anyone on top of the AGR glass building in Butler. It was not because the roof was too sloped. No. The roof was too hot. It was the heat. Too hot, but not too hot, you understand, for Thomas Crooks. He was up there for quite a while. In fact, you could just see him walking back and forth over Trump's shoulder. There was video recorded by a Butler rally goer. Back and forth and back. But he's so comfortable up there. He could have ducked behind the wall on the roof and no one would have seen him, but he didn't bother. As if he knew he wouldn't be impeded in any way. Senator Josh Hawley released a whistleblower report Monday on the law enforcement failures leading up to the assassination. Well, where's the FBI's report? Oh, they haven't done one. And they're stonewalling Congress. They won't give them anything. It's a secret. So this is a whistleblower report. It takes whistleblowers to find out what happened in the assassination. Like, that fact alone is alarming. So the roof was too hot, no can do. But even if the roof had not been so hot, nobody was going to be put up there because the two layers of protection that are supposed to be there weren't. They weren't. And over there, the two layers, there's an intelligence unit that normally will work a public event. They didn't bother to dispatch it. And then there's the Secret Service's Counter-Surveillance Division. They're the ones who draw the perimeter and are responsible for securing any potential assassination site. They weren't even sent. Like, there was no team. So if you don't send the Counter-Surveillance Division beforehand, the site's not going to be secured. Because that's what they do. This isn't an oversight and oopsie and oh gosh, this was, we didn't bother. And the reason that they were not sent is because the rally was rated as a low security event. a loose security event, meaning the Department of Homeland Security personnel didn't police the area immediately surrounding the stage at all. We're not placed at intervals around the perimeter. Why? Because he was only getting the level of protection a former president would, not the level of protection a person running for president would. Even though he's a person running for president. And so this is in Hawley's report this morning, which we would have all assumed this would have been fixed, right? If we were just reading Hawley's report and we didn't know what happened this weekend. It was not fixed. It wasn't fixed. So same thing. And so now we have former Secret Service agent Charles Marino going, hey, look, the reason you're not seeing layers of security here is because he's not on the plan he should be. He's on the former president plan. Meanwhile, Ronald Rowe, who is now the acting director of the Secret Service, did a press conference yesterday where he said, well, for impromptu events, we just sort of rely on, you know, hoping that if we don't know where he's going, the shooter won't guess either. So that's why we didn't secure the area. And he admits they didn't secure the area around the golf course. But there's one problem with that. It's a pretty big problem. This doesn't really qualify as an impromptu event because it's a known place Trump golfs. An impromptu event, and they had a Secret Service agent on early explaining this. You might have seen it, Lee. An impromptu event would be like, we're going to pick a random restaurant we've never stopped at before, and we're going to stop at it right now. That's an impromptu event, okay? Those particular holes on that golf course, that opening that the shooter was using is one that the press regularly uses to film Trump as he goes through and golfs. It's very well known, and there's a lot of footage from that very spot at the fence that has been taken by media who have been allowed to use it in the past. They didn't secure it at all, knowing full well what had happened at Butler. And despite Joe Biden saying, hey, we'll give Trump whatever he needs, maybe we need some more funding. No, you need to do your job. And this is where it is so astonishing to me. We're at Tuesday now that nobody is holding Joe Biden and Kamala Harris responsible for this. The buck stops with Joe. The buck stops with Kamala. And no one has even so much as asked them, hey, are you doing anything to keep your opponent from getting killed? Or are you just going to go ahead and leave him at a lower level of security than presidential candidates normally get? Nobody's asked. I said this yesterday. Can you imagine if the situation was reversed and this was going on when Trump was still the president and Joe was running against him and Joe was on his second assassination attempt? Do you think the Democrats would just be like, yeah, no, it's no big deal? Do you think the media wouldn't ask Trump about it? They'd be calling him a murderer flat out at this point. That's what the rhetoric would be on the mainstream television. You know, somebody would have done that interview by now. They would have brought a talking head on to MSNBC or NBC saying Trump's a co-conspirator. But it's Biden, so it's all good. It's almost as if there's no known connection between, say, Joe Biden, the Department of Homeland Security, the Secret Service, except they all answer to him. And that's it. And he's like, oh, Trump should have some more, you know, coverage. That's it? Yeah. We don't have any other questions. How that guy still has a job? I don't understand that. By the way, he is over the Secret Service. He has stonewalled all their requests for information. There is Freedom of Information Act requests, all kinds of letters from Congress asking for answers. He's not answering any of it. He's just stonewalling it as we're watching the second assassination attempt. Yeah, why not, I guess. Hey, you know what would be a good way to drive this point home? Impeach him. Try again. Try again right now. Right now. Because this is a whole new case. I mean, the impeachment before was based, and it failed, was based on immigration, right? We had a couple of Republican turncoats. Do it on this. Demand answers right now or you get impeached. But again, that would take actual leadership from Mike Johnson. We're not going to get that. So he'd rather do interviews on Fox News. And this is keeping Donald Trump's life very much in danger. And here's the crazy thing about this whistleblower. There's so many crazy things in here. The agent, apparently the agent in charge, the unnamed lead agent, whose name we're still not allowed to know, at the Butler rally, had a history of incompetence and directed the placement of certain items around the stage of the Trump rally that impaired visibility. So this explains maybe, I don't know, why people on the ground could film crooks going back and forth on the roof over Donald Trump's shoulder, but maybe the agents on the stage couldn't see it. I don't know. Anyway, this individual, whose name we're not allowed to know, is known to be a low-quality agent and failed an examination on the way to becoming a Secret Service agent. We're not allowed to know their name, and get this, still employed by the Secret Service. No one has lost their job. I got a question. Was this individual in charge this weekend? Are they still working on Trump events? We could know these things if Alejandro Mayorkas and the FBI would answer questions, but they won't. No. And then we have this headline now. New York Post accused Trump gunman hid in sniper's nest for nearly 12 hours before he was spotted by the Secret Service. He was in position outside the wire fence that encloses Trump International Golf Course, hidden by trees and bushes, 12 hours before Trump approached the scene. Okay, he was spotted only because he was so foolish, the New York Post writes, as to poke his rifle through the fence where it was seen by the Secret Service agent. If he had simply remained concealed until Trump came into view, he might have succeeded. He might have succeeded. Here's a real simple one. Let's just go A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Like, what would the Democrats have done by now? Ronald Rowe, director of the Secret Service, who, by the way, oversaw Butler, too. He was the number two in charge for that. How about Mike Johnson asks for his resignation? How about Republican leadership asks for his resignation? How about, instead of Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, praying on national television? You know, I love prayer and everything, but what would be really nice is after Tim Scott did that, if he demanded the resignation of Ronald Rowe. I mean, just in a small, tiny effort to keep Trump alive. But they're not. Where's Lindsey Graham demanding the resignation of Ronald Rowe? This is ABC 123 political stuff. Democrats would have done it. You Republicans, sure you don't want to ask for Ronald Rowe's resignation? I mean, just to swirl the stuff up a little, just to act like you care if Trump lives or dies. This is simple stuff. And they're not doing it. That's what's so incredible. The Democrats see it and they can't believe the Republicans aren't doing it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the ninth biggest story in the nation. Tim Scott praying on national television was awesome. I love public prayer. We need more of it, and I'm glad that our senator led the public in it. He's praying for the healing of America. Well, see, America is not going to heal if Trump gets killed. America's going to go to a very bad, bad place. So after praying on the air, which I very much appreciated the senator did, how about calling for the resignation of Ronald Reau, who was the number two in charge of the Butler rally and now is the acting director? How about that? No, we'd rather pray. Ask God to fix it. Well, it doesn't cost you much, Senator. Just demand his resignation. Come on, pray to God and then, you know, take action. Where's the demand for his resignation? You know what would be really cool? Demand the resignation of Alejandro Mayorkas. Oh, you're not going to do that. You're just going to pray. Think that's going to work. Look, God wants to help you. I'm a Christian. I go to church every week. God wants to help us, but we have to take actions. Praying in public is nice, but combined with no action, sir, it's just useless. And you know what it leads to? Assassination attempt number 3. That's what it leads to. You put the same people in place. You leave them in place. You don't ask for their resignation. You pray to God, and then you wander off again on your honeymoon. Cool. Is he still on his honeymoon? I don't even know. Whew. Number 2 story in the nation right now. I'm looking at this on Topic Pulse. I love this new tool that I have because I can see what's hitting, what's breaking through, and what's not. Know what it is? It's fake. Death threats. Springfield, Ohio. Now, this is a sad, sad, and thankfully extremely fake story. Oh, yes. Because Trump and J.D. Vance told you the truth. I'm sorry. Lied about the Haitians eating animals and chopping their heads off in the park. And yes, there are multiple police reports of that, as well as 911 calls. People are being threatened. There's been 33 death threats. And that's because Trump's evil. And it's, oh, wait a minute. It's the number 2 story in the nation and it's fake? Yep. No death threats. In fact, Mike DeWine, who is the governor of Ohio and barely a Republican. I mean, to say the guy's Republican is honestly really a stretch. I mean, Tim Scott's more of a Republican than this guy. So see, it's a stretch. DeWine had this news yesterday. And somehow it's not permeated with the mainstream media.
Least 33 separate
bomb threats, each one of which has been responded to, and each one of whom has been found as a hoax. So 33 threats, 33 hoax. I will make that very, very clear.
To make people feel better in Springfield after the extremely fake reporting of the mainstream media on this entire issue, though, troopers have been dispatched because parents are afraid their kids will be blown up in school, except they're not going to be because the bomb threats were fake, every one of them. The reports of Haitians eating animals, though, are not fake. You know what's so funny, folks? Just for perspective, what is it, Tuesday? A week ago, I was preparing for my show on the weekend, and I was going through the fact checks on Tren de Aragua and how they hadn't actually taken over apartment complexes in Aurora. It was very fake. And it was not even true, and it wasn't even happening. And it was just these crazy Republicans making up stuff. When was that again? Last Sunday, week ago. Not true. USA Today, read the fact check. I don't know if they've taken it down. By the end of the week, they'd arrested 10 of the Tren de Aragua gang members who, in fact, were taking over apartment complexes. As the leaks came out that the FBI is trying to figure out how to stop them, not just in Aurora, but in other cities across Colorado, too. Why? Because the Democrats, the media lied. They're lying about the Haitians as well. And that will come out in the coming weeks. It's kind of already out, really. I mean, just one sample, 911 call, Springfield. And you can kind of see. And here we go.
People. I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last number was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women.
Okay, and what path are you on?
Right now, hold on just a second, I'm coming to the intersection of...
Okay, and it continues. Meanwhile, overnight in another story the media will attempt to black out, we don't know how successfully, it turns out other towns have had an unconscionable number of Haitian immigrants dumped on them by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, including the small town of Charleroi, Pennsylvania, over the last 2 years. The influx of people in a small town, which doesn't have the infrastructure for them, has overloaded the sewage system to the point that locals are complaining about the smell. So Kamala and Joe can make your city stink. You know what's really interesting about them doing this? New study came out. 81% of the 100,000 plus Haitians that they have taken in, do you know where they went? Red areas. Red areas that voted for Donald Trump and not Joe Biden. 81%? We'll have more on that coming up. That cannot be an accident. Meanwhile, the total number of Haitians, 448,000, 362,000 of them went to states that voted for Trump. Again, no way. That's an accident. Watch the ball move here, folks. It's all related. All of it. A couple of things happening overnight. Hillary Clinton, the architect of the Russia collusion hoax, this is hilarious, has suggested that we need to crack down on free speech by putting right-wingers in prison for misinformation. In prison, criminal charges, she says. I still can't believe this. They're now openly talking about ending free speech. And do you know why they are? See the pushback? No, you didn't, did you? concerned about, like, Mike Johnson? I mean, he was on Fox News yesterday. Did he say no? Tim Scott? Lindsey Graham? No? Okay. So that, you wonder why they think they can end free speech, why they think they can say something this crazy. It's because there's no pushback.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because he has
okay, so that was yesterday. Now watch what else is happening. Mark Cuban comes out with this oddly specific group of media properties he wants to buy: Fox News and X. Same day she says that. Now, Mark Cuban, you know who he is, right? The billionaire. Mark Cuban is also a Kamala Harris, not only supporter, but he's a surrogate for a campaign. So he goes on stations to speak for her. And something out of nowhere just drops, you know, he would like to buy Fox News and X, which is kind of weird because neither of them are for sale. In fact, Elon Musk sure seems to be expanding the project. He just announced the creation of XTV and that he intends to take on and crush YouTube. I have no doubt he would if he did it. But Cuban seems to think he's going to be able to buy X and Fox News. What would make him think that? Especially if he's a Kamala Harris surrogate. Why would he say it? Same 24-hour news cycle as Hillary's talking about end of First Amendment will put people in prison. Well, I bet he's read the TikTok bill. The TikTok bill, as I said earlier, what was in it is it really was the X bill. It really wasn't the TikTok bill. I mean, they may use it on TikTok. I don't know. But it allows the president to determine if a website or digital platform has been used to spread or further misinformation talking points from our enemies, namely Russia and China. And what can the president do? Force the sale. Especially if there's a foreign national involved in the spread of that misinformation, like a foreign national kind of owner. Like Elon Musk. He's a citizen of South Africa. And once you know it, I mean, Fox News, you could, I mean, if you say it's Russian propaganda, I mean, you could throw them in there too. And I mean, if they pull the trigger on what's in that TikTok bill, they can force the sale of Fox News and X to Mark Cuban. And he can go ahead and do the censorship they want. You think all of this being in the news, same news cycle, is an accident? It's not. Not an accident. And the most shocking thing to me right now is, I mean, literally the First Amendment is on the ballot this fall. Will we have it? Will we not? Will we go to prison? Will we not? And nobody has asked Kamala Harris about this. It's like they know not to ask. Didn't even come out to debate. Hey, you know, Europe says they're going to put Elon in prison, and France seems to think they can extradite Riley Gaines for trial. They're investigating her criminally for things she says online. Are you going to extradite Americans or no? Yes or no? Didn't even ask. You know why? The answer is yes. But the really super weirdest thing is Republican leadership is dead silent on any of this. This is a political slam dunk. Where's Mike Johnson? Tim Scott? He was on TV yesterday. He was on Fox. Lindsey Graham? Come on, guys, say it with me. We're not extraditing Elon Musk for trial. See, that was so easy once you say it the first time. We're not extraditing the American political pundit class for trial. See? Try this. We're not trying Americans for misinformation. And if we are, Hillary Clinton can go first because she's the biggest misinformer of all time. Russia collusion hoax. She actually got the FBI to get a Pfizer warrant to spy on Trump and launch the Mueller investigation with her lies. So if we're going to do it, if we're going to prosecute criminally for misinformation, then surely Hillary should go first. Where are the Republican leaders saying this on the TV? People don't know this is on the ballot. That's why Democrats are getting more and more shrill. And Mark Cuban's floating, hey, I think I might buy Fox News and Twitter if Kamala wins. How will you do that, sir? Oh, she'll just force the sale. It's in the TikTok bill. Folks, this is in America. We can't even picture. Like, you can't even fathom it. And it is speeding down the tunnel at you at the speed of light. Republicans don't seem to care. But there was something really cool overnight, and I was really glad to see this, and it is in the top 10 too. Because things like this are going to be really important if they're done right. Biggest story in the country, it's also top 10 story in the world, Donald Trump launching family's cryptocurrency venture, World Liberty Financial. Ooh, that's scary. Now, this is a very big turnaround for Trump. Because, and I don't know if Trump knew this, Jared Kushner and Steve Mnuchin were running around, I hope behind his back, during his presidency, trying to get cryptocurrency outlawed. So this is a complete flip for the administration. Not for him. He's always been pro-crypto. But his administration was doing the opposite. But I don't know if he knew what they were doing. So this is actually really good. Because nobody was completely sure where Trump stood on crypto. And if he's backing this, this is fantastic. This is also going to completely freak out the political class. Because if you can move out of dollars easily and transfer your value out of dollars, you know what the terrible thing is that means? I mean, if this was an actual stable system, a reputable system, they couldn't steal you blinds anymore. And you're only able to steal you blind because they print money and you have to use dollars. If you didn't have to use dollars, go try pay at the grocery store with a ruble. See how that goes for you. Not so good. You won? Yeah, they don't take those. If you didn't have to use dollars, if you could zip in and out of currencies and use them everywhere, how are they going to rob you blind by printing trillions of dollars? The answer is they're not. They're not. So Trump saying this is so exciting because if we could just get him into the White House and get this going and maybe get a Vance presidency behind it, the potential here to free Americans. If you go back and look at the collapse of the Weimar Republic, the collapse of the Roman Republic, Zimbabwe, Venezuela, Argentina, all of these countries that have printed all this money and it's been a disaster. Why? Their people are trapped in the currency. So the government robs them till there's no more money left, which just means, you know, you have a $100,000 banana, right? That's what that looks like. Well, if you could zip back and forth out of currencies and the government couldn't catch you to steal from you, which is what money printing and inflation is, well, that would represent a complete and total disaster for the criminal class, i.e. the Democrats and their neocon Republican friends who like to print money, like Mike Johnson. So this, I mean, you're talking about a scary level of freedom here. It's just so amazing. I don't know if it would work. I don't know if it would fail. I don't know any of that. But just talking about alternative currencies like this, that's more raw power. And it's safety. It's safety for the first time in human history, potentially, for people. If you can escape your country's currency, your country's political class cannot rob you blind when you check out at the grocery store like they do right now. You know, maybe it would be easier and faster if we just if we just did the women. If we just did the shooters that are not on the FBI's like known attempted list. Take a listen. Holy cow. FBI special agent in charge of the Miami field office just announced yesterday that the attempted assassin was the subject of a previously closed 2019 tip to the FBI that he was in felony possession of a firearm. So yet another lunatic known to the FBI. Mind you, this is a man who had a standoff with North Carolina police with a fully automatic rifle. It doesn't seem to have impacted his plans for his life, though. Unbelievable. Take a listen.
I can also share with you that he was the subject of a previously closed 2019 tip to the FBI, where it was alleged he was a felon in possession of a firearm. In following up on the tip, the alleged complainant was interviewed and did not verify providing the initial information. The FBI passed that information to local law enforcement in Honolulu. On behalf, I can also share with.
So that's where we are. Yeah, they just didn't pass it on. They're busy. I guess they were busy or something. Not too busy to infiltrate a Catholic church, though, and flip the choir director. Not too busy for like that. So they could spy on traditional Catholics in a case where no crime had been committed and then lie to Congress about doing it, saying, oh, that was just a memo. No, actually, two offices did it. Isn't it weird what they have time for and what they don't have time for? It's interesting. Anyway, yet another known lunatic. Meanwhile, even Wired is trying to explain what is going on here, and they can't. Overnight, they report, Wired magazine reported this guy was facing potentially hundreds of charges in 2002 in North Carolina after that standoff. They actually went and found the law enforcement officer who handled it. She was shocked that he was out and walking around and still alive after he did all that. She said, I figured he was either dead or in prison by now. Well, no, he was in Ukraine. That's where he was. That's where he was. Meanwhile, overnight, the Ukrainian government wants to convince you that he was just some nut and he came over here, but he was crazy, so we didn't talk to him. Okay. When the Ukrainian government tells you something, understand that's just our intel agencies telling them what to say. For $200 billion, they're running that country. But it's really weird, though, because the New York Times and now CBS News seems to think he really was running a pretty major recruitment operation over there. They interviewed him, including CBS News, whose anchor reacted on the ground, off the cuff, as this guy was being caught, and she went, oh my gosh, he's been my source for a year in Ukraine, where he's been recruiting. He's now shown up, the shooter, in the second Azov Battalion propaganda video. Who's the Azov Battalion? The CIA trained them to overthrow the existing Ukrainian government in the Orange Revolution under Barack Obama. He seems to be a part of it. By the way, they're neo-Nazis. Just so we know. In fact, if you go back to when there was real news about what was going on in Ukraine about 5 years ago, you could still find real news. I've done a lot of podcasts on it. USA Today, The Atlantic, all these liberal sources were very upset because Barack Obama and his CIA had armed and funded so many Nazis, and Nazis and white supremacists from all over the world were traveling to Ukraine to join Azov and fight. And they did, and they overthrew the Ukrainian government. So he's Azov? Two videos now? Who is this guy? And folks, you don't go running around joining their battalion in recruiting people and giving interviews to New York Times and CBS without the CIA at least knowing who you are and being okay with you being a part of their operation. You don't.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.